Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my pain until I found you. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm blessed, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I never. See, I was so hurt, so hurt. Never knew the pain. Yeah. Never thought the tears would go away. No, yeah. Until I found you, see,
I found you.
Be giving, you know, be considerate, you know, those things.
Yeah,
I just thank God that, you know, that he took me from another place to where I'm at now, that I'm not so unworthy, that now I believe I've found myself a little more worthy than I was back then, you know. The stuff that I used to do, how they say, the old preacher said, I don't do no more. And guess what? The devil will come. He will come. Amen. He will try to seek out to kill, steal, and destroy. But guess what? That's his job. Big brother, I think you said yesterday, said it best yesterday. I think you said it best. You said, if he can persuade a third of the angels in heaven, you said it best yesterday. If he can persuade a third, then... Come on now. Scripture just tells us we are a little lower than the angels now, but good God
right.
Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Amen.
Sir. Man, y'all ready to crack this word open this morning? Get into the word, God's holiness. Get into a holy place, and how do you say holy matrimony up in here? Look, you tune into the station right here, First Fruit. Hey, you have made a wise decision this morning.
Yes,
I understand
yes,
that, you know, because we are we actually adhering to the Holy Spirit and to what He is saying in and through us, and we hopefully vibrate, and you know that you get it and receive it in your spirit what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to tell you, and we thank you there again for tuning in with us. If you want to talk with us, if you want to share anything with us, please just feel free. My email address is revstraw@gmail.com. That's revstraw@gmail.com. I'll say Henry H. is it Henry Young, 112?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At
Henry,
yes, sir.
There you go. There we go. Hey,
amen.
Hit us up. You know, let us know how you feel. Not just let us know how you feel. If you're not saved, if you're looking and you're seeking to be saved, let me tell you, it's a wonderful time to get saved. It's a wonderful time to be in the kingdom of God and share what God is doing with the body of Christ right now. You know, they say all the time that the changing of guards have come, the changing of the guards. But guess what? The guards are always changing. You know, it don't matter what institution, no matter what government that you go to, guards change all the time because guards get tired. They need to be replenished and brought back. So guards don't necessarily be all the way gone. They just go to replenish and come right back. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
How you doing today, big brother? How you doing today, man?
Hey, man, look, God, man, has just been awesome all week, man, this weekend. man, he's been on time, man. I mean, I'm just excited, man, about what God's doing in the realm, man. And, you know, this thing is real. Anytime, man, the devil sticks his head out at you, you know you're doing something right. You know you're on track.
Come on, sir.
Now, watch yourself. Mm-hmm. If the devil never messes with you. But when the enemy comes, man, matter of fact, the Bible says, count it all joy, man. And sometimes God wants to just to show off just to see or let you see where you are with him when the enemy comes. But we just thank God, man, for his mercy and his grace and his protection. We thank him for his love and his power. I mean, bro, Chris, I'm so excited this morning, man, because God is doing he's taking it to another level and another level and another level. And we just want to grow in Christ, man, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. We just thank God for all that he's doing right now in the spiritual realm, and also in this ministry right now, God is doing something brand
amen.
New. Yes, sir. I'm excited.
Amen. Big brother, you said something that tickled my spirit. It hit me, and God faxed something to me real quick when you said it. You said that, you know, God want to see where you at. The devil, he allowed the devil to come in to see where you at. And all I heard was measuring your faith.
Measuring
your faith. Come on,
your faith. All right.
Measuring your faith. See where you at. See how much, you know, when Jesus went up the mountain, you know, he offered him everything. But guess what? It didn't get great. Every time he offered him something, it got greater. The devil offered Jesus something. But he offered him something in his most vulnerable time when he was out in the wilderness and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And, you know, he was hungry. He was fatigued. And everybody knows, you know, from the prior lessons, you know, as you go up, the altitude gets, the air and the altitudes get thinner. So it's hard to breathe at the top. But guess what? It's how they say, the old school say, the old song, it's lonely at the top. Sometimes it's lonely at the top. But guess what? That's all right. If it's got to be lonely at the top for a little while, but guess what? Long as I make it. And so Jesus, therefore, he made it. And we thank God that he made it.
Let
him die for our sins and transgressions and reside in the right hand of the Father, man. You just let's go into some prayer this morning. Father God, we just thank you. We bless your name. There's none like you, Jesus. There's none like you. It's been a rough week for some, but Lord God, we made it through, Lord God. In you, we can do so much, Lord God. And Lord God, we die. We die this old man that reform us, refresh us, renew us in the spirit of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, take everything out of us that's not like you, Lord God. Refresh us, Lord God. Brand new anointing, Lord God. Brand new. New days, every day, Lord God. You're so awesome, and you're so more than worthy to be praised, Lord. This morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. This is our time in the heavens with you, just to speak to you.
Yes.
Lord God, just to speak to you, just to talk to you, just to tell you, Lord God, how much we love you. Tell you our problems. Tell you
thank
how
you,
much you mean to us. Tell you how much we love you, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We bless your name this morning, Lord God. Lord God, you prepare my vessel, Lord God, to go before your people and speak the word in truth, spirit and in truth, Lord God. Lord God, all of you, none of me, Lord God. Lord God, I'm just calling on, hold this vessel together, Lord God, long enough for you to get the word to reach and teach your people, Lord God. It's about you and what you want and how you want to give it, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we say, we bless your name this morning, Lord. Oh, bless your name.
Yes, God.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hey, oh, woo,
Breathe on him today. Thank you, Jesus. Breathe on yes, God. Thank you. Take your time, brother. Time. Yes, God. Yes, God.
We thank you, Father God. Thank you this morning. Lord God, thank you for the word that you've been about to bring forth, Lord God. Lord, I just wanted you to understand something this morning, family and friends, brothers and sisters of the faith, that this word this morning, boy, you're talking about, it's going to hit home for you. It's going to hit home. It's going to mess with you this morning. It's entitled, Get Rid of the Baggage.
Get Rid of the Baggage.
Now, get rid of the baggage. We carry so much baggage around with us, and we all know what baggage does. As you put more baggage on, it gets heavy.
Yes, sir.
It gets heavy and heavy and heavier and heavier and heavier until fatigue and everything else drops in. It makes you hard to move. You can't get to somewhere quickly as you need to get there. And the thing about it is, most time when we carry in baggage, it is somebody else's. It have nothing to do with us. Majority of the time that we carry stuff around, and it don't have nothing to do with us. And yet we continue to carry it around because, you know, watch this. Because most time that the baggage we receive, it be from a loved one or a friend, someone close to you, baggage you're carrying. And the sad thing about it is, you know their situation. You know their circumstance. You know what they're going through, and you are speaking life into them. But as you're speaking life, they're giving it away to you. They're giving it to you. So it's a trade. It's an unequal trade. It's an unequal trade. It's unequal ground because here I am giving the word, and you giving me your baggage. But watch this now. Watch this now. Not only are you giving me your baggage, you're just giving me. It's just like the weight that you're giving me as I'm putting life and word into you, you still holding on to the baggage that you've given me. So now we're sharing what you have. Now I'm sharing the baggage that's on you. Now I'm sharing it, and I don't have nothing to do with it. How many of your friends do this to you? How many of the people that they, and then the sad thing about it, they know that they're putting it on you. And then the crazy part about it is they try to hold you responsible for their mess.
Come on, Bridget. Come on.
Because I didn't tell nobody but you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell nobody. When a person said, let me tell you something. When a person say, I didn't tell nobody but you, you better look at them and say, man, and let me tell you, they done told several other folks too. Anytime a person said, I didn't tell nobody but you, they done told
mm-hmm.
several other folks. Because why? Because they're searching for answers in all the wrong places. Instead of giving it up to God, giving it up and laying it at the foot of Jesus, laying it at God's foot, laying it at his feet, then they'd rather see and hear someone else's opinion of what they think they should do because of the condition. But then they don't want to accept the response that you would give them majority of the time. But they ask you, a man, a woman, for what they supposed to do. They ask you, what do I do in this situation? But as you know, big brother, the Bible said we must go to God in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We must go to him in prayer.
In order
for us to get understanding and get a revelation of where to move and how to move and how to get there, what time to be there, and all those things, we have to be in tune with the Spirit of God in order to get the know-how to do what we need to do and get it done at an appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. My brother, if you would read Matthew, the 27th chapter, and verse 1 and 2. I'm going to show y'all something.
Amen. Matthew 27, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor.
So you mean to tell me that, now, we're going to be very distinguished. We're going to be pinpointish, as they say. Pinpointish here in these scriptures, because we're going to go on to some more scriptures. But pinpoint is, it says, it was the chief priest and the elders. So the preachers, the deacons, and the elders, and the people in the church. Well, upset. Come on. I'm sorry. It didn't say the hooker, the pimp, the whoremonger. It didn't say none of those people. Put them on, you know, just took them to the judgment hall, because this was a judgment hall. It says the chief priest. That's how y'all. Bishops, doctors, and all those people now, and the elders. Plotted against a man of God. Well, I'm just saying, this is what the words say. Chris Strawbridge didn't say it. Henry Young didn't say it. This is what the words say, man. I'm not coming against it. But in order to show you the right way, I'm gonna have to. We have to go in with where it starts from. I mean,
it starts at home in
the church. If we're the church, we got to address the church. We got to address what's going on in the house before we can go outside the house and proclaim this gospel that we say that's so near and dear to our heart. We have to get into the word daily and let it become a part of us. And it has become a part of our body and our spirit, our mind, and our soul. But the chief priests and the elders plotted against Jesus. Took him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Now read on as we skip some verses. We read on to the 11th verse. It says, now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said to him, it is as you say. And while he was being accused by the chief priests and the elders, God really wants you to know this, it was the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, do you not hear how many things they testify against you? But he answered him not one word. So the governor marveled greatly. Because now the governor, he's sitting there, the judge, he's sitting there saying, okay, if you look from Genesis to Revelations, you know, if you the word says a house divided will not stand. But from Genesis to Revelation, you never see a witch fighting a witch.
Come on.
You never see a demon fighting a demon. Or coming against a demon or whatever he's saying or how they feel against one another. You never see any division. Matter of fact, in they said when Jesus asked him, who are you? Asked the man, who are you? He said, we are legion, for we are many. Meaning we are in agreement. We are we have one thing that we're determined to do, and that's to wreak havoc. But we gonna do this together. It was no, if there was legion, there was so many demons in one side, one man. They had a plan. They had a strategic plan. But it's us inside the church. It's us as Christians and brothers and sisters in Christ that we always will point out each other's fault. We'll come against one another. We will break. We will ruin one another's character and everything else.
Come on, brother.
But we don't
realize
how we are ruining or we are bringing and wreaking havoc on the church.
Come on.
Now,
make a word.
I tell you, when one police officer gets in trouble, it's not just that one police officer in that city. It's for all the polices in the United States. Now, all y'all crooked, all y'all bad. It's not no one. So now you have innocent police officers that go out there and try to make a difference, and they get shot and killed for somebody else's mistake or somebody else's evilness that they have inside them. But the way to correct that is that the Bible says we need to die daily and stay in this word. But the reason why God gave me the Pilate this morning and Pontius Pilate this morning is he said that, do you see how the baggage quickly, they could have easily went ahead and crucified Jesus.
Why did they
take him to a governor? Why they wanted to not just make a mockery out of him, but they wanted to like, dang, I want to make it where we doing the right thing, make it feel right. And they tried to dump their baggage, their baggage, their meaningless baggage, their plots and their plan, and tried to dump it on this man's doorstep and allow him to take on the destruction of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's right.
You put it on you now. You're trying to put it on somebody else, and they don't have nothing. Pilate didn't have nothing to do with this. He didn't have nothing to do with this. Now this is tripped out part. Now here goes Barabbas. The Barabbas was a. Man, he was a low down. How they say he's a low down dirty dog. That boy was low down. He was a murderer. He was a stealer, and he was a gangster. All out gangster.
Gangster.
Now in those days, you give up one, you save a life, and you take the other. Now they would rather give them hell and kill heaven.
Come on now.
Come on with me now. I'd rather give you hell than give you heaven. Did that make sense? Did that hit you? Are you feeling that? Come on now. I need you to feel that. I would rather you to be here. I would rather I let loose a serial killer than give you, fresh water, fresh new anointing. Somebody that's saved, that can speak to winds and the winds will come. can walk on water, that can,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that can just override sickness and disease.
Come on, man.
That somebody can speak, and he has to be distinguished in how he speaks to the dead. Because if you don't call it by name, the whole tomb will come out. Now, this is what you are trying to kill.
Come on.
Let me tell you, how is it that we in the church, we do this now. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. We do this. How is it that we kill the spirit, but we'll let a demon loose? How you say you want Jesus, but you letting demons loose. You want Jesus, but do you really, really want Jesus? Or are you worried about your name? Are you worried about your name in lights and fame? Does Jesus mean that much to you? Or are you worried about your picture of you and your church on a billboard? God just gave me that. Are you more so concerned about what your church looks like versus having the Spirit of God present in your church? And are you worried about numbers? Or are you more concerned about who Christ is, and do my people know him and know him for themselves? What I'm saying to you guys is that here we are now.
Yes, sir.
Pilate is here. He has a gavel in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying to himself that, okay, Barabbas is here. So do y'all want to destroy Jesus, and y'all want to release Barabbas? And they say yes, we want Barabbas, and we want to the destruction of Jesus. Now this, there again, the chief priests and the elders are passing the judgment on the Messiah. So now here we are now. They, you know, and tie this all again. They're taking their baggage. The entitled, get rid of the baggage. Now they was trying to get rid of Jesus, who is the baggage.
Mm.
Now here's Barabbas, and Pilate's wife called him. This is a beautiful thing, and you got a wife is looking out for you. that's another sermon right there. When you got a wife that's looking out for you and your well being, and as well as the kingdom, she said word to him and said, "This, why would you hurt this just man? Do nothing with this just man." And Pontius Pilate, he adhered to that. He was like, he said, "I give this. You know, you do what you want to do. I'm gonna wash my hands." I washed my hands of this. And the chief priest and the elders was like, okay, that's cool. We got this.
Mm-hmm.
So now here becomes the destruction of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. But this is the whole thing, even behind that. Get rid of the baggage.
There's so many
people will have you so messed up to make you they have you talk you into the wrong decisions that, you know, because that was part of scripture that had to be fulfilled. Jesus going to the cross and dying for our sins and transgressions. But the whole point of it is somebody will dump their baggage and try to dump it on you. They will try to give you their problem, the problem that they have, which was really Jesus wasn't the problem. They were the problem. And the most time in our baggage claims that we are the problem, the problems that we carry really don't matter. They really don't mean anything. But yet, because they were the problems, he was not the problem. Their baggage, the reason why they're carrying is because they want to carry it. That's the reason why you carry around what you want, what you have, because you want to carry it. You want to feel bad. You want to feel pity. You want somebody to come to you and ask you what's going on with you. You want somebody. You want to be loved. You want to feel like, can somebody please help me? Can somebody please help me and see how the way I'm feeling in everybody? You want attention. You're attention seeker. Now you want to, but you won't go to the master who owns that. Your daddy owns everything. Your dad is a bad man. You will not go to him in prayer and ask it. And you won't. You will watch this. You won't get down on your knees and get your knees dirty and pray to your master and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. I don't want to carry it no more. I shouldn't have to carry dead weight, because that's what it is. Dead. There's nothing like dead weight. Now, you can lift all the weights you can, but I'm telling you, until you lift dead weight that don't, it don't, don't bend with you, don't groove with you, don't do none of those things with you. When you're picking it up, it slides off your hand and everything else. Dead weight. It's dead weight. You carrying around stuff that you don't have to carry. You carrying around somebody else's mess, and then you trying to allow people to get you caught up in some mess. You trying to allow them to get you caught up in some mess because they don't want to carry it by themselves.
My.
So a parable, an example God blessed me with years ago is, now think about it, you're at your nearest airport, and you know, the nearest one to us is Augusta and Hartsfield Jackson, Atlanta. And watch this. Here you are, you it's a 3-day, it's a 3-day journey to wherever you're going. And you got you enough outfits to take you through the week, to take you through those 3 days. Yet you got 3 or 4 friends that's with you. Now, you know, 3 or 4 friends, now you got, how you say, divas. And you got divas and stuff like that. So divas, they love to carry around a lot of clothes, a lot of baggage, because they can't make their mind on what, watch this now, they can't make their mind on what they want to wear.
Come on.
They can't make their mind how they want to appear to people. But they want to. So they gather all the Louis Vuitton and all those things together and put it on there for a three day trip. Now this is a short trip, you know, just probably about 4 or 5 outfits. A few underwear and socks and undershirts, XYZ. Now here you are, you brought enough along for the trip. And you pushing your cart along and you looking at them, and they study being they started getting behind you, they started, you know, in long distance behind you, because they're saying that their load is heavy, you know, their load is heavy. And you trying to, watch this now, you trying to make sure you don't miss the flight.
Come on.
You trying to make sure you don't miss the flight, because the flight is at 9 a.m. And it's 8:30, and you still got to go through baggage claim. You still got to go through security. You still got to all those things that you got to do to get on that plane, so that you won't be left, because the next one is hours away. The next plane is hours away, but and then you are supposed to be at an appointment, an appointed time at the destination that you're going. Then the only way that you're going to get there and get there on time is you leave on that 9 a.m. plane. And guess what? You prepared enough for you to get on that plane. You did what you're supposed to do. You didn't take a whole lot. You traveled light and everything else.
Come on.
But now you have friends with you.
Yes.
They got a lot of baggage. They got a lot of baggage. And they tell you, this is what they tell you. Now, watch this now. They tell you, let me put some of my baggage on your cart so we can get through this a little faster. Let me give you some of my my mess, some of the stuff I really didn't need, some of the stuff that, you know, that got me sweating over here and everything else, because it's just too heavy for me to push.
Come on.
I need your help, because aren't you my friend? Aren't you my friend? Don't we need to get there at the same time? I mean, it's no stress. It's not going to be that much if I could just put a little bit on yours, so we can get to our destination at the appropriate time.
Here to tell you, family,
that's exactly what's happening to you right now.
Right now.
Now you need to go to your computer. Get you some notices and fax them notices out and say, look here, you can have all your mess back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
mm-hmm.
this sign, you put a sign around you and say, no, no more baggage needed. You
mm-hmm.
have your own stuff. You have your
your
own stuff to be more concerned about than carrying around somebody else's. You carrying somebody else's boyfriend around.
Come on.
Come on now.
Come on, man.
You carrying somebody else's husband and wife problems around.
Come on now.
You carrying somebody else's job problems around. You carrying somebody else's, you know, just problems in general around that doesn't have nothing to do with you. All it boils down to them is making the decision. They have to make a decision. Like I said, you got to make a decision whether you want to serve God. That's all. That's all that matters. And the whole piece to it is that it's your friends are the ones, your friends and people closest to you are the ones who will dump the baggage on you, just like the chief priests and the elders did with Pilate.
Yes,
they tried to drop their demise off on Pilate, and then at the end of the day, Pilate would have got tossed behind this because if he ordered the execution that you know that they came up with, he was the one that's gonna be gonna pay for it dearly.
Come on.
And that's
the
majority of the time it is that they will put this on you that you would be the one that. That now you have all this mess going on with you, and you wonder where in the heck did it come from?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Is it you this morning?
We ask you.
Is it you this morning? Is it you? Is it you this morning that's going through this thing? Is it you this word this morning that and you got somebody else's mess on your car? Get it off, baby. Get it off. It's been too much for you. It's too much. It's too much. God knows your heart. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
He knows where you're at and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't keep carrying it. Stop carrying somebody else's luggage around. Stop carrying somebody else's luggage around.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Get rid of the baggage this morning.
Yes, God.
We ain't gonna be like I said. We're not gonna be alone this morning, because we just have that key point to bring to you. That watch your friends, watch the people around you. And, you know, not saying that these people that's putting the baggage on your cart aren't any good. Nobody's saying that. Nobody's saying that. I wouldn't say that. But what I will say is this. You getting old enough where you just got to check folk.
Come on.
You got to say it. You got to say it. And the body of Christ that we all are so bad at this, man. The body of Christ as a whole. We are careful. We're careful the way we handle people, and we so easy to not want to offend anybody.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. Every time that you open up your Bible, if it don't offend you,
come on.
Is it working? Is it really working if it doesn't offend you? That's the reason why it was given to us. So certain parts in there would offend us, and it will provoke us to get right and do what we're supposed to do. Do as thus said the Lord. Do. And sometimes it takes us reading it over and over and over in order for it to offend us. And some things that you're going to say to your brother and your sister, your fellow brothers and sisters, is not to offend them, just to offend them. It's to provoke them to do what thus said the Lord told you to do.
Amen.
And that's the only way that they're going to get it is God's punishing word, his punishing and repairable word, penetrates their soul that is broken and starts back rebuilding it all over again. And they can have, watch this now, as we were talking earlier, they can be weighed with their own measure of faith now. They have a measure of faith that will stand, that will rise up in a time of deceit from the enemy as he tries to come to steal, kill, and destroy, as he tries to come and wreak havoc, as he tries to come and break down and tear down what thus said the Lord has built up and been beautiful. That is beautiful.
Amen.
Don't allow it to happen to you. Don't allow it to happen anymore, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Give her the baggage. You've been carrying it too long.
Too long.
I know it's a burden. I know it's a burden. I know it hurt you. I know it's been hard. I know it had you sweating. I know it's been giving you pain and all those things. Just, if you would, just get down on your knees right now and say, Lord, this morning I come before you, and I just want to give and cast all my cares at your feet right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
That, Lord God, I won't carry no more unnecessary baggage that don't belong to me, or even the baggage that I have that I don't need to be carrying around. I release it at your feet right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, my past is the past, and it won't last. My past is the past, and it won't last. I'm looking into the future and the greater things that and the beautiful things that you have bestowed upon me and my life, my family, Lord God. I thank you for greatness. I thank you for love, kindness, and kindness. I thank you for this day. Just tell them I release that baggage to you, Lord God, and lay it at your feet, Lord God.
That it
never crosses my mind or my thoughts again, Lord God. And I just thank you. I bless your name. Just say, and evermore, in Jesus' name. Send
Jesus,
get rid of the baby. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. I enjoyed that so much, man. That hit home for me, brother. Get rid of the baggage. Yes, extra baggage that we tow around. Thank you, Lord, for that word today, man. Thank you so much, man, that God, man, is meeting my need by feeding me what I need. Feed me the word that I need. I thank God for that. I thank God for you, brother. Yes, sir, man. Get rid of that extra baggage that we tow around and trying to weigh us down and just get us just bring us down, all that stuff we just turn around unnecessarily. Yes, and I just thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the word today, God. Thank you for my brother Ash right now, that you undergird him, God, and re-strengthen him, God. Put the strength back into his life, God. We thank you, God, for your word, God. We thank you, God, for his obedience, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Him in the blood of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus, God. And we strengthen him, God. We strengthen back his spirit. We strengthen back his body right now. We cover him, God, in the blood. God, we thank you. We ask, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you for that word.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Thank you, Jesus. And if you're not saved, if you don't know if you're saved or not, this is the day. The day is the day. Tomorrow in the next few minutes might not be promised to you.
Yes.
And I urge you, let's get you saved if you're not. Father, just repeat after me. Father God, I believe that my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, died for my sins and my transgressions and reside on the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
He did it for me, just for me. And if you believe in your heart that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, we as brothers and the angels in heaven are welcoming you. We say welcome to the body of Christ.
Yes, God.
Get into your local churches, local ministries that's near around you and just become a wooden vessel to be reckoned with, and just give into God's word and just take your time and be about God's business. And here in the Augusta area, look, if you don't have a church home, First Fruit might be the place for you. If it is, make sure you email us and talk with us. Even if you just want counsel, we're here for you. Also, April the 2nd, Diamond Lakes, we will host our first service out at Diamond Lakes. We would love for you to be a part of that. Stay tuned for the time.
Amen.
The time on April 2nd. Amen. Amen. When we see that we've done what we're supposed to do here on the First Fruit, and we just thank God for you and thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Amen.
And have a great week. Have a great week.
Amen. God
tune
bless
in for Tuesday,
God.
Though. And,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, brother man.
Amen, bro. Amen. Boy, that's some meat in there, boy.